everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always just trying to find. Oh, here it is. Here's a line from the book. Here's just a little story. Eve book. Hollywood's Eve.
Eve Babbitt. Okay.
Eve Babbitt. She's talking about how she had a thing with Harrison Ford, an out of work actor and also a pot dealer, and he brought it all around in like a banjo bag or something, or a banjo case.
As you know what those look like.
Oh, sure.
Says Eve.
They're next to the oven flag.
The oven flag, yeah.
Yeah. She said, Harrison could bleep 9 people a day. It's a talent, loving 9 people in one day. Warren Beatty could only do 6.
Good to know.
So there's
good
just a
little, to know. Wow.
It's a dishy, splashy biography.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay, so.
She was delightful, Liliana.
Yes. Oh,
she's very excited. Apparently, we were trying to call her home number, and her phone had become unplugged.
Oh,
that's so we got funny. Her on her cell.
Oh, my gosh.
That's okay.
Okay, so, all right, so last night, finally, over the last 2 nights, Casey and I watched, even though neither one of us really wanted to, even though you and Donnie both said, you got to watch this, A Very English Scandal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And Hugh Grant was nominated for a SAG and a Golden Globe, and I saw Ben Whishaw win for the Golden Globe, so we were just kind of like, okay, let's just watch something that's just, you know, short or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, that was really good, even though...
It's the story is...
It's a true story of this.
It's the...
Parliament member.
Yeah, Parliament member Hugh Grant, and it's back in the 70s?
Yes.
First in the 60s, late 70s.
Late 60s.
Based on a book.
Yeah, and he has a relationship, a Parliament member has a relationship with a young man.
Yeah, well, remember, I mean, I think in England,
it was illegal.
It was, you'd be arrested.
Yes, it was.
Like, into the early 70s.
Yes.
I mean,
what happened to Alan Turing from Enigma.
Yes. So anyway, so it's this true story. And it's like Hugh Grant, like we've never seen. He looks old. He looks kind of like wrinkly and shrunken up. And he's kind of a nasty man.
Very.
And yet he's a very ardent lover of this young man. And we see him make out like it was like an amazing kiss.
Yes, we do.
A couple of kissing scenes, and it was funny.
It's fair, because
it had this satirical sense of humor about it.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
wasn't it great?
It was
I love
good.
That show.
So now I know why Ben Whishaw won for that role.
Yes.
And you know, he plays the
young Banks kid in Mary Poppins.
And he's the voice of Paddington.
Yeah, he's so good.
That Paddington, too, is supposed to be genius.
Yeah. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of Chris Hewitt's favorite movies. I still want to see that. Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. He refused to watch the Netflix Ted Bundy documentary.
Okay, this is another issue with my brother.
Yeah, I know, but he looked at it and there were like...
He looks at Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, and it was six fresh.
It's ruining his life.
6 fresh and 5 rotten.
Can he make up his own mind?
No, because let me just tell you, before computers, every year, Casey and John, my brothers, would either buy it for each other or buy it for someone else, the guide to the best movies.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that, Donnie?
Do you remember the booklet?
For when you were renting movies and stuff?
It was called Video Hound or something like that.
I don't even know.
It gave little stars.
But it was huge.
Huge. Yeah.
And it was like the dictionary of what's good and what's not. Yeah. So he goes so much by other people's opinions instead of not even listening to me.
Even though Bohemian Rhapsody, the critics only liked it 62%. And he loved that movie.
I loved it too.
And said, I'm so glad I went. And I tried to remind him of that last night. And he just said, well, we just watched that documentary on the Fry Festival.
Oh, I can't watch
Fire.
Fire Festival,
Fire.
But it looks like Fry Boots.
Right.
Well, when you do watch it, I'm kind of into the last episode of it. It's
You
would like it, Alona, maybe.
But I read that Ted Bundy thing, The Stranger Beside Me, years ago. I know how shocking it is. You probably
don't know
about
the story
what
as
a
well
heinous,
as you.
You know, psychopath he was.
Yeah,
I mean, just really unbelievable. So maybe I don't feel as much of a burning need because I remember just reading that book and just going, holy crap. And, you know, Anne Rule updated that book a couple different times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, did you ever finish The Haunting of Hill House?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Yes. So remember the chick who looked, she was the middle sister. She looked like Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Her name is Victoria Pedretti. Mm-hmm.
You remember the chick? Yeah. The chick? You know the chick. The middle kid?
Yeah, the middle kid.
What's her name?
Victoria Pedretti.
Okay, yeah.
She's been cast as the female lead in season 2 of You, which will be on Netflix since Netflix bought it from Lifetime and had so much success.
Good.
So she will play Love Quinn, what a great name, an aspiring chef working as a produce manager in high-end grocery store. And then she meets Joe Goldberg.
Because he's moving to L.A.
That's right.
He's moving. He's moving west. Well, right. the other thing we found out,
and we're going to see her in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
she's a perfect. She's a classic beauty.
She really
kind
is.
Of old school beauty.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. Yeah, she hasn't messed her lips up or her cheeks up yet.
No,
that's one of the things that I just feel like. Gosh, don't mess with your face, people.
Yeah. Now, do you like this idea? Killing Evil air on AMC and BBC America season 2. You'll stream both.
I do like that a lot because it would be hard to stay away from spoilers on that show because it's so hot. And she just won the Golden Globe, the Screen Actor Guild Awards, Sandra Oh.
She won the Emmy?
Didn't
she win the Emmy? It came out after the Emmys. Yeah, okay.
I love that show.
Yeah.
And it's so, and I like it that we're going to see it in real time is what this means.
Do you think AMC then pays BBC or something?
Well, I think they have a partnership.
Oh, they do. Okay,
yeah,
that's smart.
It also gives it much more exposure because a lot more people get AMC than BBC
America.
That's
true. And Julia,
we all watched it on Netflix.
Yes, we did. And in case you were wondering, how is Tori Spelling going to pay that Amex bill? She went on The Masked Singer and got unmasked as the unicorn last night. So there's a paycheck.
Nice.
That's step one.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.